Hi, everyone. I'm Ethan Whitehill, president and CCO of Crux, the Unagency. And welcome once again to our podcast, To The Point. Thanks for joining our conversations that get to the crux of it, all to help businesses elevate their brands and amplify their missions. Today's guest is Kelly Aldridge, president of Chicken and Pickle, a unique indoor-outdoor entertainment concept started in Kansas City with locations across the country, providing an atmosphere that fosters fun, friendship, and community for all. Kelly's career path began as a student at KSU, where she earned a Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology with an emphasis in health promotion. Immediately upon graduating, she worked as a cheerleader for the Kansas City Chiefs. Kelly became a competitive tennis player after college and was a national champion in world team tennis in 2013 and 2020. Her love of sports, health, and helping people led her into a decades-long career in personal training. Kelly is co-founder of Jamie's Wish Foundation and the Chicken and Pickle Foundation. She also serves on the board of directors for Cristo Rey High School, Heart of KC, Clay County Bank and Savings, and the KSU Kinesiology Advisory Board, as well as the KSU Health and Human Science Board. Kelly, welcome to the pod.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Well, we're thrilled that you're here, especially, you know, considering how busy you are. But before we get to all that stuff, I want to back up. You've had a really unique journey throughout your career, and it's punctuated by major athletic achievements from your degree to cheerleading for the Chiefs to national tennis titles, and now your role at Chicken and Pickle. What has inspired this active lifestyle?
I've always been active. You know, kind of thinking back, I love exercising, and I think that stems, I have two sisters. I had a very athletic dad. So we played every sport, you know, multiple sports at one time, every sport, and I couldn't get enough of it. I was the one that, I want to do this. I think I can play two sports in one season. So it's always been a part of my life. And I think back to high school, and if you were to ask any of my high school friends, they would say Kelly was nuts. I would go work out before high school. I went to the YMCA. I met so many amazing people. We'd get ready in the locker room. They'd go to work and I'd go to high school. But it's always been a part of who I am. And my days are off if I don't start with exercise.
Your clock speed is just higher than most, I think. And so let's fast forward a little bit. So from tennis, you discovered pickleball at some point.
And correct.
When did you first hear about pickleball? And how did you become so involved with the sport and ultimately Chicken and Pickle?
I love sharing my story. I started as a customer. I was asked to go play pickleball at Chicken and Pickle by a tennis friend of mine. And my personality is like, sure, you know, having no idea what pickleball was. And I had no idea where North Kansas City, you know, where this Chicken and Pickle. I remember the day I left, I told my husband, I think I'm going near the airport, committed to playing pickleball. I have no idea what I'm getting into, but I should be home around 4 o'clock. So my first trip to Chicken and Pickle, I fell in love with the game. It was an instant, this is a blast. I started playing on a very regular basis every Sunday with my tennis friends. And that is how I met Dave Johnson. Dave Johnson is our fearless founder. He joined our group. You know, so we just became friends, acquaintances, and fell in love with the venue, fell in love with pickleball. Now, at that time, I was helping fundraise for a cancer center very close to the original Chicken and Pickle in North Kansas City, KU Cancer Center up on Green Hills Road. So I kind of had this idea, like, God, I'd love to host a charity pickleball tournament. And again, this was back in 2017. You know, people didn't know what pickleball was. And I just thought this could be a really cool fundraiser. And I approached the founder one day after pickleball. Hey, I would love to host a charity event. Have you guys ever done that? And he kind of threw up his hands, you know, like, no, but I mean, I'll give you the courts. You'll have to figure it out. You know, he was very, looked right at me. You'll have to figure this out. We've never done it. So I jumped in again, still as a customer. I spent a lot of time working with the small but mighty staff at Chicken and Pickle. They had not even been open a year. They'd been open about 6 months, planning this charity event. And Dave was so generous. He did say, I'll give you the courts. I won't charge you, but you got to figure this out. So we planned it in January. I wanted it to be a win-win for chicken and pickle. I was so grateful they gave us the cords. Long story short, we had over 250 people there, sold out the event, ran two different brackets of a pickleball tournament, had a silent auction, a live auction. Dave stopped in, and I think his mind was blown. Just holy cow. It was 8 degrees out that day, and the restaurant is absolutely booming. And I gave my quartz away. And when he tells this story, he's like, the amount of people that came up to me and said, I've never been here. I didn't realize how close it was. This is amazing. I'm bringing my family back. Thank you. So many people were just showing gratitude to Chicken and Pickle. But what's amazing, it was one of the best days of business they had had since they had opened their doors. So I laugh. What I remember about that day is we raised over $80,000 for KU Cancer Center. What Dave remembers is, holy cow, I just gave away a lot of my space, but we had the best day of business since we've opened our doors. And we joke, and I'm right, by the way, before I got home from that event, I had an email from Dave. Can you come see me on Monday? So in my mind, I'm like, he'll probably want to recap, you know, maybe make a playbook of what we did. But I walked in his office and he looked right at me and said, I want to hire you. And I looked right at him like, I love my life and I'm not looking for a career change. And so we went back and forth. I agreed to work part-time with Chicken and Pickle. And I agreed because I saw this vision. I saw this amazing venue, this amazing sport of pickleball. And I just kept thinking, you can do so much for the community. You are not busy 24/7. And I just had this fire, like, God, you could do so much. So I agreed to part-time, and that lasted 30 days. You know, it was very quick. And if anyone is thinking about going to work for a startup, I would say do it. It presents opportunity that I never would have had. That Monday I walked in his office completely changed my life.
Well, it sounds like you presented opportunity too.
Yeah.
I think it was a two-way street.
That is true. But, you know, I started part-time on my bulletin board at home in my home office. I have my first card, charity coordinator. I was hired to kind of find a way to connect with the community. And then slowly responsibility was added. And it's like, hey, could you oversee pickleball? Sure. Hey, could you oversee marketing? Okay. Even when I really didn't know what I was doing, I want to be very clear about that. I never had the mindset I had to be an expert. I just had the mindset I have to be knowledgeable and I have to learn. I was so hungry those first few years launching into this whole new space. And long story short, I was named president. We're coming right on a year anniversary. I had 7 or 8, I think, different titles on this journey. Because I did look at him and say, I hope this is my last title change. Because if not, that's going in the wrong direction. But that's how it all started.
That's a great story. And I wonder, even just to back up for our listeners a little bit. Now, you probably must be living under a rock if you don't know what it is. But briefly, like, what is it about pickleball?
And it's so funny because you're right. I think back to the time I started at Chicken and Pickle, 50 times a day, I had the conversation explaining pickleball. You know, to our world now, it's so different. The game is so inclusive. The game is so inclusive. Anyone can play pickleball, and I think that's the magic. And it's the intergenerational relationships, and we see them all the time on our property. And, you know, one of my favorites, I mean, she's a beautiful woman, you know, lives in Mission Hills, and she plays with the firefighters once a week. And grandparents and grandkids, anyone can play. It's this simple game. I talk about this a lot. It's really old school. And kind of on the days we're pulling our hair out, going crazy, we remind ourselves it's a plastic ball and a paddle. Okay. Like, let's not overthink, but the game is beautiful and it's inclusive and anyone can play. And to play pickleball, you can't be holding a cell phone. You can't be on your laptop. There's no digital interaction. And it's really refreshing.
It's funny. The first time I played ever was at Valley Llama. So yeah. I got signed up to be on Crux's pickleball team. So it was just me and one other person. And I did surprisingly okay.
Right. Right. And you know what? That's another that's another thing. You pick it up quickly. Yeah. It's a little different than golf or tennis where there's a big learning curve. Mm-hmm. You pick it up, I like to say 3 times. So when I see a new guest, I'm like, promise me you will play three times because then it's all going to click.
I love that. Well, then that guarantees you have three visitors.
Exactly right.
So let's talk about Chicken and Pickles' model. It's unique because it balances food and hospitality, and it wraps it all in this great guest experience. How is a company able to do so many different things well?
Yeah. And the first thing that pops in my head is our founder. He's fearless. He's a visionary. We don't feel like we can fail, right? That is the mentality. Try it. What's the worst that could happen? You know, so we have this freedom in building this company, but there's so many layers to Chicken and Pickle. And our staff is so diverse. We have so much knowledge in vastly different areas, but we are all working together for this common goal. And I think about our director of culinary and our operations team and our events team and our pickleball team and our HR team and our IT and accounting and community team. But we all have one goal and we want to make an impact. That's it. We truly believe Chicken and Pickle not only makes an impact in the communities we are in, but we change lives. We see it all the time. And it's so fun. We're this gritty, scrappy little staff, and we just show up every day knowing we are making an impact.
That's amazing. And you're not just making an impact in Kansas City, you're growing.
We're growing.
So
yes,
you've had actually some explosive growth over the last 3 years. And it's interesting how you've been able to sort of capitalize on the rise of pickleball as well. Or maybe you're responsible for the rise of pickleball in part. But what does that mean? You know, when you grow that fast and you're scaling, what does that look like from the inside?
Yeah, God, it's fast. I feel like our days are like a pinball machine. It's almost so fast, we don't take time to step back and reflect enough. But we just opened our 10th location last week, and our first in Houston. We're in Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, Wichita, Glendale, Arizona. We opened last year. Our next location will be Las Vegas. We have two in Denver coming, one in Omaha, one in Fishers, Indiana. It's humbling. It really is. But it is a lot of effort. We do have to be intentional. How do we feel local even though we're going into new markets? And we don't want to be known as this Kansas City place. Oh, this Kansas City place is opening in Las Vegas. We don't want that. We want to be like, this really cool local spot just opened. And we're very intentional. Each property is different. We have local murals. We have branded pickleball courts with, you know, different city flags, state flags. We have the Charlie Hustle Heart here in our Kansas City courts. And we do local food sourcing, local beers. We just try to be very intentional at staying local, knowing what we're good at, right? Our goal is people come in, set down their cell phones, detach, and focus on human connection.
And I have to go back to something you said earlier, because I think that localization is probably correlated to the community engagement as well, right?
Yeah, so just absolutely.
As you get involved in the community, as you localize, you get involved in their causes. And, you know, just talking about that community impact coordinator role, what does that look like? What does that mean within your organization? And maybe tell our listeners a little bit about, you know, that side of the business and the Chicken and Pickle Foundation.
Absolutely. So our community impact coordinators, we have a full-time person at every location, and their job, and I tell them this every other week when we meet, wake up and make your community better. And I don't care how big or how small, you know, they do kind of have a monthly to-do list, right? Donate so many meals, host so many charity events, go visit so many elementary schools. Not everyone can come to Chicken and Pickle. We'll bring it to you. We go to a lot of veterans communities. We go to the inner city. They can't always afford to reserve a court and come to us. So every day they are doing something. And it's a role we hire prior to us opening in a community. Year one, they are so busy just connecting. And we host some massive big events. But it's the cadence of the everyday stuff, the small stuff no one knows about. We don't post about this. That's not why we do it. We try to stay very grounded. We do it to make a difference. But it's that cadence of the everyday stuff they're out there doing that has really brought us local and lets us have that local feeling.
So we've learned that you move quickly. You're always very active. obviously, Chicken and Pickle is keeping you busy, but you're also busy outside of Chicken and Pickle doing a lot of board service.
Yes.
Why have you made that a priority? And what would you say to another leader who thinks they're too busy to serve?
I know. And trust me, there's times I'll look at my calendar and I'm like, oh, why did I commit to this? But at the end of the day, it's the most refreshing thing I do. I serve on multiple boards. I grew up with this quote from my mom, one person can make a difference and everyone should try. And that has always stuck with me. Like, one person can make a difference and I better try. But you'll go to a board meeting or you'll go volunteer your time with a nonprofit. And it's the only time out of my day I am not thinking about Chicken and Pickle. I'm not thinking about all the emails I need to respond to. I kind of detach from work, which in a weird way refreshes me at the end of the day. So I do love making a difference. And I think anyone could relate. You know that feeling when you give and an impact is made. But serving on these boards and seeing how my brain just shuts off and thinks about someone else for an hour or two or three a day, it is really refreshing and it makes me a better leader. It gives me perspective. I stay humbled. You meet incredible people along the way. Some of the most fascinating people in Kansas City are who I'm on these boards with. So I'm learning. I do it because I do want to make an impact and I believe one person can, but the benefits are unbelievable.
And I have to imagine you get some strategic perspective when you're on a board.
Absolutely.
But sometimes it's a little harder to see in the day-to-day of your day job, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the Chicken and Pickle Foundation, we did start our own foundation in 2020. It was always a dream of mine. You know, I kept thinking, you know, COVID, the pandemic, we had to lay off a lot of our staff. Our world was rocked. It's almost like we opened a whole nother business. And I had researched so many companies that have an employee relief fund. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to create a fund for our employees that were not able to come into work every day, where they could apply for assistance through hardships. So I did. I dropped everything. It took about 4 weeks, but we got this foundation up and running. So, you know, it is still very much an employee-based foundation. Every chance we get, we involve our employees. We just wrapped up something we call Mustache Month. Any employee who grows a mustache. So if you've been into a Chicken and Pickle in February, we might have looked a little weird. We donate $100.
Because I'm assuming this is men and women.
Yes, it is. It is. And those women wear those stick-ons every day. We donate $100 in their name to a pediatric hospice. Around the holidays, we'll grant the stores an amount. And it's so fun to see what they come up with and what they do. And Read Across America is coming up this week. Our store employees get to pick the book. We go out to communities. We read to classrooms. So the foundation is very employee-driven. And our employee relief fund is still active. And it's pretty incredible. It's not a loan. It is a gift. And we're actually starting, which we'll announce March 9th to our staff, a Chicken and Pickle scholarship, which we've been working on for about 10 months. And I want to be a part of their lives today. But in 10 years, I still want to be a part of their lives. You know, I want them to remember Chicken and Pickle helped get me here.
I love that goal.
Thank you.
I think that's beautiful. And it does make me wonder, how many employees do you have?
Yeah, we have 2,000. We just opened that 10th location. Yeah. We are sitting
that's
just...
That's a lot of lives that you're touching.
It really is. And if there's one thing that humbles me, that's it. And boy, our employees, they're awesome.
Knowing that, what is on the horizon for Chicken and Pickle?
We have 10 open. We will open 6 more in the next 2 years. So that's, you know, kind of where my head is today, is getting these next 6 open. And what's exciting, 5 of them are in a brand new market. So, you know, it's one thing to be opening our 3rd in Dallas, and it's very different to have our 1st in Omaha, 1st in Denver, 1st in Fishers. Our development team is very active in finding those next sites. There's some we're very close on. We try to be sure and not announce till we are 100% going. We have a perfect track record, so we want to keep that. And if there's one thing we're really focused internally, and I've said this earlier, anyone can play pickleball. And we mean that. So we're really trying to break some barriers and make sure the world knows anyone can play. We've launched a para pickleball league and clinic. We've partnered with Special Olympics. We have done several Down syndrome family nights, autistic family nights. And you do it a little different. You know, we dim the lights, different balls, softer music, every other court. But man, anyone can play. So yes, we're opening 6 more stores. Yes, we're looking for the next batch, but we're so focused on letting the world know this game is for everyone. Everyone is welcome on our property. Our properties are so inclusive, and there's so many people that don't believe they can play pickleball yet, and we want to change that.
What I so appreciate is it sounds like you are on a mission.
Yes, we are.
It's very clear you're on a mission. And it also is clear to me that, you know, not only do you know yourself very well, you know, you're very self-aware. It seems like Chicken and Pickle is very self-aware. You're staying true to your roots and the things that really created the brand in the first place. And you're extending it a little bit, but you're not going too far out. Like, you know what you're good at. Is that true? Is that a fair statement?
That is a fair statement. And again, it's simple. I think our property, we want you to feel like you just walked into the coolest backyard ever. We try to be very intentional that you feel comfortable. You stay for several hours, and we don't want to turn tables. You know, a lot of restaurants, they want you in and out. We're like, have you played pickleball? We have free cornhole. There's a life-size. Stay for hours. We're dog friendly. So that's who we want to be. We want to be that coolest backyard, and we want everyone to know they are welcome on our property.
Well, that's very much the sense I've gotten when I've gone.
And, awesome.
You know, I very much appreciate your backyard. Thank you for that.
Awesome.
Kind of on the self-aware topic, it's time for my secret question. So we'll see how self-aware you are.
Okay.
And I'm rolling my 20-sided die. I rolled an 8. And the question is, what is your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, okay. I'm being honest. Girls Just Want to Have Fun with Sarah Jessica Parker. I still love Sarah Jessica Parker today.
That seems right on brand.
And Helen Hunt. Helen Hunt, Sarah Jessica Parker. My favorite movie.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for that. Kelly, just in wrap up, how can listeners connect with you and learn more about Chicken and Pickle?
Connect with me, please. My email is very easy. Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, @chickenandpickle.com. I thrive on human connection. So if there is anything, please reach out to me. To learn about Chicken and Pickle, we have a great website. One thing that is unique, we have local social media channels for all of our stores and all of our different markets. We do have an HQ account, which is kind of our company-wide, but we do have local accounts in every market. So wherever you are, you know, find that local account, and I think you will really get to know who Chicken and Pickle is. And we have that both on Instagram and Facebook, you know, LinkedIn, Twitter, everything else. But I feel like our personality is really shown through website, social media. And I really believe we get better together. So if there's any questions, anything you want to pick my brain on, I would love to connect.
And nonprofits that are interested in doing something with you?
Please reach out, because there is nothing better than allowing a nonprofit to use our property for good. That is who we are, and we love that.
Well, the weather is looking better and better every week now. So I think I'm going to go to your website and book a court and maybe talk to you a little bit about some nonprofit stuff. So I appreciate this.
Sounds awesome.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.